Thank you. Hi. How you doing out there? That's what I thought.
Wish you luck, man.
Thanks a lot. How many of you are seeing the Flectones for the first time? Okay, well, I guess some introductions are in order. I want to start out with a question you've probably been asking yourself already about the fella down here on the end. He is our emissary from the future. Would you please welcome on the Synthax Drumitar, Future Man.
Anybody out there wondering where the drums are coming from? Yeah? Okay, well, check it out. This is the drum set. My fingers are the drumstick. Happy New Year to everybody. Everybody ready? All right. Okay, well, this is the drum set. These are the drumsticks. And we're just going to have a good time. Check it out. Drums. Got it?
And on the bass, here's the Flectone secret weapon. Please welcome Victor Lamont Wooten. On harmonica and keyboards, he's the tall, thin Flectone. Please welcome Howard Levy.
The big Flectone himself, on the five-string banjo, the Jed Clampett of the 90s, how about it, Mr. Baylor Fleck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Are there any cosmic hippos in the audience? All right. We have a brand new album on the Warner Brothers label entitled Flight of the Cosmic Hippo, and we're going to play the title song from that. But we need your help out there. Can we get some help? Okay, first we need to make the sound of the hippo's toenails scraping the pavement of the runway as he prepares for takeoff. Sounds like finger snaps. One. All right. Now, men, you are going to be the male hippos. Bark goes like this. A little more masculine. There we go. Ladies, you're going to be the female hippos. Guys, keep it going. Ooh. Ladies, your part goes like this. A little more feminine. Sounds good. Keep it going. Thank you.
The hippo has landed.
Hey, thanks a lot for listening to us tonight. On the harmonica, Howard Levy. On the bass, Victor Lamont Wooten. Synthax Drumitar, that's Future Man. Bailiff Fleck on the banjo, thanks for listening to us.
You guys ready to get busy? Well then let's get busy! Well, to all your party people who are here at the show, you listen to the sounds of the mighty Fleck Tones. Howard's on the harp, Victor on the bass, Future Man on the drums that must have come from outer space. Baylor on the banjo, he's the big Fleck Tone. He wants to take the banjo to galaxies unknown. But now we have to go. But before we do, there's one thing you ought to know. We got one more song we want to play. But before we do, I got something I want to say. One day, I'd like to be a rich and famous. Maybe be funny like Andy and Amos. Be on TV, sing like Stevie, and have a girl who never leaves me. But I'd really like a place where there could be no war. A bright and shiny world where there ain't no poor. Where there's opportunity, peace and unity, and people can be what they want to be. And where apartheid can never happen again. And people can't be judged by the color of the skin. Where I hold your hand, you hold mine. Where a helpful hand is never hard to find. A place where people care, and no one can bear when someone's hungry, with nothing there. Where the heart is never cold, the young are never needy, the old are never poor, and the rich are never greedy. The people, bring the people to the power, 'cause now is a time This is the hour to stop thinking about war, start thinking about peace. So on this life, we can get another lease. With a lesson to learn, a new direction to turn, we can take it to the sky where we belong. Cause for too long, we've been too wrong. Yeah, we got the right notes, but we play the wrong song. Stop thinking with your wallet, think with your mind, so we can move ahead instead of behind. We got the people selling drugs, people are dying, politicians talking, and you know they're lying. Taxes for the poor, none for the rich, people starving in America, now ain't that a bummer? Missiles on the ground, lasers in space, underground shelters, just in case that something goes certain doom. Cause in our hearts, we didn't make enough room for the love. It comes from up above, let's stop talking war and let's offer the dove. Cause when it's done, it's over. When it's over, it's done. We look back at the war and see that nobody won. We better make a better place for our daughter and son, or life could be a blast. Pardon the pun.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for listening to us. We appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
Yeah, I'll tell you. We got some changes with us now. Here, believe it or not, it's Bailiff Black. Hey, man, what a set.
Thank you very much.
And Howard Levy.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah. You know, I've never met you before, Bailiff. I know Howard inside and out. He's really a plainclothes basketball player. So nobody knows
he's that. A tall, yeah. Very thin man.
He used to play with my mother. She was a great basketball
player. How do you mean?
Well, he was a great basketball. She was a great basketball player, too.
Oh. Well, when I was in high school, they used me for the basketball.
Tell me, how did this all come together? You've been together, what, about 2 years?
Yeah, it was sort of by accident, one of those serendipitous things.
You know, you stole Howard Levy away from all other people who were trying to grab him.
Yeah, that was my plan all along.
It was an audio marriage at first sight.
It really was. We met about 3 or 4 years ago at the Winnipeg Folk Festival when I was still in a group called the Newgrass Revival.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I just want to take a minute to say that this is kind of like the closing of a circle playing here tonight with this group, because Newgrass Revival's final group, final gig as a group was opening for the Dead 2 years ago here.
Hey.
That was our final gig. So this is now it's 2 years later, and we're on into the Flecktones, and it's really, really wonderful to be here again.
I want you to meet some of the guys that are here. This is David Gans, by the way, who was listening to the set and we tripped out on it.
Great.
Yeah.
How you doing, David?
I'm enjoying it. It's great to have you guys here
and
with
Barry
us.
And Barry Scott's over there and Jack Ellis.
Hey, I saw you guys on Johnny Carson the other night. It was a rerun.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Excuse me, Barry.
Also, I was just going to say we were here and interviewed you on
that's
that
like 2 years
event.
Ago.
That's
right.
Like 2 years ago. But that broadcast was just for our local area then. So it's good to see you again.
You just got back from Europe, right?
Yeah, we were over there opening for Bonnie Raitt for about a month, 4 weeks.
They got a taste of what you're doing. How do they like it?
Boy, there were some places where it was incredible.
I would imagine.
Yeah, Spain was incredible. And actually, Germany. Surprisingly enough, they just really got into it there.
Did you play in the Eastern, what used to be the Eastern Germany side?
No, we were in just what used to be West Germany.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. Bonnie Raitt was great to us. And also, by the way, Bonnie Raitt was the other artist who was on here.
That's right.
With Newgrass Revival 2 years ago. So again, this whole thing seems to be twisting and intertwining in some cool ways.
You had to come back.
And it was fun. She would get us out to play with her. And the very last night of the tour, she actually gave me her slide.
Wow.
So I'm working on the slide banjo thing.
Watch
out. Yeah, great. You know, we'll, a little later when we get into the, maybe we can do something with a little background music as we go along, you know?
Yeah. Even foreground music.
Or between, you know, because there's nothing like the sound of the banjo. You know, the banjo, I recall, was played, they used to do the William Tell Overture on the thing back in. Yeah.
That's not the William Tell Overture, Ken.
Oh. Live from the booth.
From the digital dungeon.
This is the place where clocks go to hide as they unwind. You know, that was done with absolutely no planning, just by looking at each other.
We didn't actually look at each other, did we? Hey, listen, do you think before we this thing ends, we could have like a low voice contest between
sure,
you and Howard?
Sure, let's do it.
Just how low can you
go? Ken wins in advance.
No. Right.
Could do it in the morning.
Have you ever noticed how low your voice is in the morning?
Yes.
And if you try to hide it, someone calls you, did I wake you up? Oh, no. No, for hours, yeah. Tell me about the bass player in the
Victor.
Yeah,
Victor is one of the most centered human beings I have ever met. He is centered in the way that he plays music, in the way that he lives his life, in the way that he juggles whatever he wants to pick up and rides the unicycle. I do want to really see Victor come on stage some night, riding the unicycle, juggling with his mouth like a ping pong ball and playing the bass at the same time. And I'm trying to get him to do it, but we'll see.
Yeah, what would you say he if you were to describe him musically, what would you say he looks like?
Looks like?
Yeah.
As a
in your mind, what does he sound like in your mind when you play him?
Oh, boy. Bailiff, help me out.
A pickle with, like, a jalapeno dip.
Yeah, to describe, you know, that whole Peter and the Wolf kind of approach to what he... Would you say he's a lot of fantasy in him?
Yeah, actually, Victor has a very has a spirit that is both I say very young and very old, and the way he plays the bass kind of encompasses the age. It has an ageless quality about it, maybe you might say. Very playful and very wise.
And the synth acts, that's his brother.
Boy, yeah, Future Man.
Future Man. Future
that's
Man
a, that's
is...
That's an amazing instrument he's got there.
Really come up with something. Actually, a lot of people think he invented it, but actually he brought it back from the year 2050, where he used to live. And a lot of the guys in the future are playing drums this way.
Well, he's got a great visual appeal, too. He's got that sort of Napoleon the 17th.
On his way back from the future, he got lost in the pasture. And that's where he found the hat. And
what would you like to do in 1992? What are your plans for that?
Well, I think I like to play some music.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the most important thing to me is just that we continue to grow and play a lot of fun music that takes us somewhere. And then where it actually goes is... I don't care where, you know.
Well, you've got a lot of places, a lot of cities you're going to be playing.
Yeah, we are going to be tearing up the roads just like we did this last 2 years, and we're going to be doing a lot of stuff overseas. I mean, I can tell you the kinds of things we will be doing, like going to Japan and going to Europe again,
great.
Doing jazz festivals and clubs and concerts, all that stuff, but that's not really the point.
Where are you from geographically? Where are you guys from?
Yeah.
Actually, Howard and I are both from the New York area.
Yeah.
And Victor and Future Man are from Newport News, Virginia.
All right.
But
you know what I'd like to have you do? Could you be a clock, the banjo? Be a clock. Yeah. That's a clock that's been beautifully wound up. And Howard, you be the, where the clock would like to go. You want to be tick-tock? You can be tick-tock. You can be bong.
Bong.
You want to be wind-up?
Bong.
Yeah.
Bong. Bong.
There's a clock looking for midnight.
Bong.
Midnight's just a couple of ticks around the corner. Everywhere.
Bong.
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 I have two clocks on a mantle at home.
Bong. Bong.
You know, one of the clocks.
Bong.
It's very nervous. You can tell by the way it ticks. And the other clock's a smoothie.
Bong.
They just bong.
Bong.
And bong.
Bong.
Bong. And bong. I always hear time's winged chariot.
Bong.
Hurrying near.
Yeah.
The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, to their embrace. So grab the time you've got there. What's sort of a clock? You know, I got to identify my clock while you stations identify your clock.
KBFK, Los Angeles.
Good evening. We're here at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Arena for New Year's Eve 91-92 with the Grateful Dead. This is Jack Ellis along with Dan Healy, our producer, Ken Nordine, Barry Scott, and David Gans. And we're your hosts for this live digital stereo satellite broadcast. And we are having too much fun.
Hey, let's talk about the year. You know, we want to talk about the year.
You remember January, February? Where were you in January?
Oh, God.
Watching
on the road.
CNN.
Well, I remember January.
Yeah?
Because I remember last year this time, we were sitting here wondering what was going to happen in the Gulf.
Yeah.
What was going to happen to our men and our, you know, women, children, and what were going to happen to the people over there. And so, if I might have an opportunity, I'd like to say that my heart goes out to all the families, all the children whose lives were affected by that event. That's what I was doing in January, watching and wondering.
Actually, we were sitting in a recording studio trying to make a record and watching the bombs fall. It was
a little distracting. You guys put the Star-Spangled Banner on your record because of that.
actually.
You know what David Gass was doing? He was writing a book called Conversations with the Dead. What month was that?
It was many, many months, Ken.
Many, many months?
Yeah. Lots of conversations.
Yeah. When is that coming out?
It's been out since September, actually. Yeah. 1991 was the year that Conversations with the Dead came out, with a cover by the late Rick Griffin.
A beautiful cover, I might add. Beautiful.
Really, my mind was blown by that cover, and I'm so, so very sorry that we lost Rick in this year.
You have to look, where will we find it?
In bookstores everywhere.
There. Go to your nearby bookstore.
There's one in your briefcase, too, Ken.
Yeah, I just got a case out of his trunk in the parking lot, so if you want one.
Yeah, I remember February for, that's when I did the thing with Jerry Garcia and David Grisman.
Howard was there.
Yeah.
That was the greatest session, man. That was the smoothest day.
Yeah, but he was still together. See, you stole him away from me, Bailey.
I'm not even sorry.
Howard doesn't look sorry either. The thing you did with the clocks. Now, that to me, see, that's when you're together as musicians. You just say, hey, let's do it.
One of the things that I was thinking about in terms of looking back on this past year, and also, too, I would like to say hello to the fire victims in the Oakland, Berkeley area. You know, we're thinking about you, and we want to say hi to you, too. But it sort of dawned on me that a lot of times this year goes by, and we don't really know what happened. So are there words of wisdom to stay in touch with the months and the days and the weeks so that at the end of a year we look back and we say, what happened to it? We need more time.
Be pretty hard. I try to memorize days. Pretty hard to do, though. Too much, so much slips by. It's somewhere in your mind, though. It must be.
Wednesday's after Tuesday, right?
Yeah,
usually.
Not that far.
In the basement of your brain is all these historical.
Ken and I were a little upset because the Chicago Bears didn't make the playoffs and my Niners didn't.
I know. But the Cowboys made it through, so.
Well, in October, I got a surprise birthday party. I got hauled into a room with about 50 people wearing paper masks of my face, and I was scared. I blame Gans.
Hey.
I think that's where
we're coming to you from Oakland, Alameda Coliseum. We'd like to thank the Grateful Dead Merchandising, Ryko Disc, Ben & Jerry's, Vermont's Finest All-Natural Ice Cream and Frozen Yogurt, and you, the listeners who made this broadcast possible.
To you.